I come from a region in the United States that has a motto. It says, show me. That means I'm not going to believe anything until you show me. And people are so stubborn about that that they made it into the state motto of my state. It seems to go against human nature to take the testimony of Jesus. Even though his life was lived before many people, his death and resurrection were witnessed by hundreds and hundreds of people, and that people have found in Jesus peace and joy and the assurance of eternal life, hope beyond death, and have practiced this for 2,000 years. But in all this, there are some people that just want something to see. They're not going to believe until they see a sign, maybe writing in the heavens, like an airplane doing writing in the sky with smoke, or trailing a banner behind it. This is what Jesus said about seeking for a sign. It's found in Luke, the 11th chapter, in the 29th verse. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, "This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so also shall the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And look, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And look, a greater than Jonah is here." You see, the sign of God's love for us, the sign of God's redemptive plan is Jesus. That is a sign. And Jesus said the sign that would be given to the whole world would be this, that 3 days I will be in the grave, and on the third day I will rise again from the grave, just as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and then went out to preach to the people of Nineveh. Father in heaven, I believe in Jesus. I believe the testimony about him. And I believe that you, through Jesus, have touched me, and your Holy Spirit is a sign and a seal and a witness to me, Lord. Faith in Jesus that brings me these things. I don't need a sign. I don't need things written in the sky. I have found that I just need Jesus. And I pray in his name. Amen.